Mulder. This is Alan Prescott calling the shots for Glenn Miller and his orchestra as we aim a salute at the United States Army base at Trinidad. Before Glenn Miller and his gang fire the first musical shot, all of us here want to pay our respects to your commanding officer, Brigadier General Ralph Talbot, Jr., your officers, and all you guys to whom we're very grateful. Please consider yourselves respected, thanked, and now saluted as Glenn Miller starts us rolling with Marion, Tex, and the Mulineers singing Dear Alabama. Your mind, Glenn has done up a little piece to cover your whole day. Tapscale Reveille, remember? Thank you.
sad, still reveling. I dream the whole night through. It's not to lie here reveling. I dream.
After all, we know where you are.
So I thought it might be interesting to let you know that we're in the Café Rouge at the Pennsylvania Hotel in New York City, where Glenn and his orchestra are playing an engagement. To keep these program notes straight, the vocal on the last number was done by Ray Everly. At this point, we bring in more of the cast, introducing Marion Hutton, Tex Beneke, and the Four Modernaires. Five boys and a girl will get together on Chattanooga Choo Choo from Glenn's movie, Sun Valley Serenade.
Is not very far.
Shovel on the coal in, gotta keep it rolling.
Ooh, ooh, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Definitely.
I used to call Funny Babe. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roll. Won't you juju me home? Get aboard, all aboard. Won't you juju me home?
There we are, choo choo.
I know you've all heard the favorite tune, The Volga Boatman. The Volga Boatman is a tune that was originally put together for all the baritones and bass singers who didn't manage to get into a barbershop quartet. I know you've heard it before, but I don't think you've heard Glenn Miller's special arrangement of it without baritone. Here it is. South, we'd like to have you meet the guy that's giving the party, Glenn Miller. Say hello, Glenn.
Hello, Army, down in Trinidad.
How does it feel to be away from that instrument and talking?
Well, I'm a little out of breath right at the moment. One of the guests just came up and said, didn't see why we were broadcasting. We could open a window. They could hear it down there.
Well, I think that's fine. Glenn, I wanted you to particularly tell the boys about the Sunset Serenade thing and the offer you make on recordings and radios given away to Army posts.
Well, it's a little idea we cooked up about 2 or 3 months back and have been doing. We select 5 camps each week throughout the country. And the minute they're selected, we give them 50 records of outstanding American artists. And they're not all our own, Alan.
Well, that's a nice thing. Right. I think that's
I want to point that out. Then the camp, in turn, selects their favorite tune. They write them into us, and on our Sunset Serenade, we play the 5 tunes that those camps select.
Yeah, I want to tell the boys that this program comes to them between 9 and 10 on Sunday morning.
Yes, I've heard it's a little delayed from what it is up here.
Yes, it's delayed.
I see. Well, now the public is asked to write in, that is the civilian population up there, is supposed to write in and pick their favorite of the 5 tunes that we play. The general public picks, decides the camp to which we send this combination radio and phonograph. And last week, I might add that I got There's a little four-way tie, and I got stuck for four radios.
Oh, well, a very fine thing.
I know you feel very sorry, don't you, Al?
I do, too. That breaks my heart.
Yeah,
let's go over that once again so those directions are clear. What do the boys down in Trinidad have to do now?
Well, first place, they'll have to be selected.
Yeah.
And
as one of your group of five.
That's right. Yeah. Well, they're picked at random throughout the country. We try and pick a big camp, a little bitty camp, and the mama camp, the papa camp, you know what I mean?
You're like Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah,
going
you know. Well, anyway, there are five varied size camps.
Yeah.
And the minute that we select them, we ship right out 50 records, currently popular records, by all the artists that they can think of, probably. And in turn, the camp is supposed to send us their favorite tune. We play that tune on our salute.
Yeah.
And the tune that the public picks out of those five tunes designates the camp to which we send this combination phonograph and radio.
Well, thank you, Glenn. I think that's very generous, and I hope that the boys down there participate and that they want the camp selected.
Well, I think we can probably arrange it to have them selected, you know.
Well, grand, yes. We'll have to fix that.
Mm-hmm.
And now suppose we have a once-over lightly of that a version of yours of Keep 'Em Flying. How about
all
that?
All right, Alan. Here we go.
Puffing and blowing you'll ever hear. Now that you've started, don't stop, Glenn. How about some of that bird and flower music? You know, that boy and girl music? I think down there in Trinidad, they'd like to hear Ray and the Modernaires tell us about The One I Love.
Somebody
Take time out to have you hear from one of your own. We take great pleasure at this time in introducing General Irving Phillipson, Commanding General of the 2nd Corps Area.
Whenever Trinidad is mentioned, my thoughts revert to the brief but very interesting and instructive visit that I was privileged to make to that southern outpost of the Windward Group of the Lesser Antilles last summer. And I hasten to extend my regards and best wishes to Sir Hubert Young, the Governor, and the Brigadier General, Ralph Talbot.
Thank you.
this brings us to the end of tonight's session with Glenn Miller and his orchestra, addressed to our army base in Trinidad. We hope it's been fun, and we meet over these airwaves soon again. Glenn was playing for you from the Cafe Rouge of Hotel Pennsylvania, New York City, but we wish you'd write, when you do, to the American Hour, International Division, National Broadcasting Company, Radio City, New York. Incidentally, the commas and pauses and interruptions were done with great pleasure by Alan Dreskin. So long, soldier.